This podcast is produced by podcast-marketing-center.com.
The results of applying our business suggestions depends entirely upon your ambitions, time, commitment, activity, and business skills. If you wish more information, please contact us at podcastwithmike.com.
Today on Podcast with Mike, your hosts,
Scott Patton of podcast-marketing-center.com and
Mike Filsaime of ButterflyMarketing.com discuss
relationship building. Building JV partnerships doesn't happen behind the computer, but at the live event. Listen in and find out why.
Mike talks about how hard it was for him to meet Alex Mandosi until he stopped trying.
Business card strategies at live events and why you will need them. Mike and Scott share their best tips.
How best to join conversation at seminars when you are the newbie.
JV partnership discussions. Mike and Scott talk about how to find potential partners at an internet marketing seminar.
Welcome to Podcast with Mike. Let's join your hosts, Scott Patton in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Mike Filsaime in Long Island, New York.
Welcome, everybody. This is Scott Patton, your co-host, along with Mike Filsaime of podcastwithmike.com. Hey, Mike, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. Glad to be here again for another exciting podcast.
Great. Well, I'm really looking forward to this podcast because it's something that's very dear to my heart and has made a huge difference in my businesses over the last probably almost 6 months now, and that's networking. And we've met a couple times at live events, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast today. And I just thought it would be really good to talk to people about the importance of actually getting out from behind their computer screens and meeting real human beings in the flesh.
Yeah, you know, as you said, it's very dear to your heart. Same with me. You know, a lot of things changed for me when I started going to offline events, and before that, I made excuses, you know, why I wouldn't go. And then finally, when I went, I was like, why haven't I been doing this? Doing this sooner. The very, very first events that I went to, three people I met there today are all partners in one form or another with some of the businesses that I have. Donna Fox, Paulie Sable, and Tom Beal were at the very, very first event that, you know, that I went to. And many other people that I met were at this first event. And it's had, you know, life-changing outcomes for me. You know, for instance, when I went to the first event in Detroit in January of 2005 for Stephen Pierce's Unleash Your Marketing Genius event, at that event I met Armin Morin, and that was at the event where I told him that I would love to speak at one of the big seminars. And because of that, within the next year and a half or 2 years, I've had an opportunity to speak at two big seminars. I met
Wow.
Stephen Pierce there in person, and he and I, you know, we talk regularly on the phone, but that was the opening to it. Carlos Garcia and I met in person there. We became very, very good friends. Michelle Fortin, the copywriter, he and I as well became good friends there. Craig Perrine, you know, the marketing maverick, we met there as well. You know, just a number of people just at that very, very one first event right there. And if we went through all of the different events that I've had the opportunity to go to, I could probably tell you all these incredible outcomes that have happened. There's only so far you can go with phone, email, and instant messenger. But when you meet somebody face to face, it takes on a whole new dynamic. And you know, when you go there with no expectation, you can really come back with some life-changing relationships.
Right. And I'm just thinking of some of the events that I've gone to in the last 6 months, and when I look at the people who are making waves in internet marketing, most of them have been at these events, right? And I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, it's not at all. It allows you to build partnerships based on trust and not on money and things like that. And people like to do business with people they like. And
yes,
that's the most important thing. And it's hard to really get to know anybody without being there face to face and having lunch with somebody or staying up late and, you know, maybe having you know, a cup of coffee with them at a cafe, or hanging out at the bar after hours, or going out to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. I mean, there's just a big, big difference that happens there. Keith Wellman is one of the people that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Keith met you and I for the very first time in Denver at the Mega Seminar in 2005, and Keith asked you and me and all the other speakers to be part of his project. And, you know, we have to be honest. You know, Scott, you and I were talking. You missed one of my emails, and you said that sometimes you go through an email looking for even people that you know, and because you get so much email and spam that sometimes you actually delete emails from people that you're looking for.
Right.
So, you know, we have to you know, be honest here. If it was just a random email saying, hey, you know, you don't know me, we're doing a JV, you know, I'd like to do an interview with you. There's a possibility you might not even have seen that email.
That's a very good possibility, because I just go through the name list of my email program, and if I don't know your name, or it's if it's just an email address, it's some, you know, who knows what it means. I usually just delete those and don't pay any attention. And unless they have my name and something else that lets me know right away that I know them, I probably would never even have opened it.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much we can do. But when you see that email that says something like, you know, hey Scott, it's Keith. Just wanted to say thank you for the information you shared with me at the Cheesecake Factory the other day.
Right.
You know, hey, I have a project, and I'm wondering if you have 20 minutes, next week maybe to do a short interview. You know, let me know. Of course you're going to respond to that email, you know.
That's right.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Neighbor, production coordinator of Podcast with Mike.
Heidi, I hear Mike and Scott have a very special offer for our listeners.
That's right, Danny. Take the Butterfly Challenge at podcastwithmike.com/butterfly. You might be featured on the show to talk about how this podcast has contributed to your success.
That's right. And you might even win a free 30-second audio promotion produced right in our studio for your own podcast or to use on your website. So go to podcastwithmike.com/butterfly for details.
Now let's rejoin the conversation with Mike and Scott.
That's the big difference right there is getting to know people. And so one of the things that we'd like to talk to you guys that are listening right now is that if you're on some newsletters from people in internet marketing, you'll find out that seminars are usually within reach all over the world. You know, they're in there was recently one in Africa. There's several in the UK. I know there were several in Asia. Stephen Pierce is recently at one. Australia has at least four every year, and in the United States, there's usually three or four every month all over the country. And usually you can find a place to go, and there's always 3 to 4 months notice for these types of events. So, you know, they range between sometimes they're $97. The average is about $500, and, you know, sometimes they go up to $2,000. But you definitely want to get the opportunity to get out to these events. And here's some of the advice that I'll give. If you're going to bring business cards, try to bring some professional business cards. You don't have to go too crazy, but it is important to have business cards. And in my opinion, business cards should be used only when asked for, and or when it's appropriate. At the end of dealings where everybody is saying, "Hey, can I get your contact details? And here's my contact details and everything like that." You know, Scott, I'm sure it happens to you. When you get back from a 3-day event, you probably, you know, your wallet is so thick you can't even wear it, behind you anymore.
That's right. And I have a tip for that too, is when you get somebody's business card and they leave and you're alone, turn it over, get out your pen, and write down as much as you can about your conversation with that person, because nothing impresses them more than if they call you or email you and you go, "Oh, who is this person?" You reach into your Rolodex and you pull out their card and you go, "Oh yeah, we talked about this and that and something else, right?" And he goes, "Yeah," and they're amazed that you remember who they are, and that makes them feel extremely important.
That is a great tip, Scott, because, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not that good with names, but I am good with the details. So if I would remember the details, you know, just something very small where, you know, somebody would say, you know, I'm the guy with the white sneakers that was standing next to you and Scott, you know, at the buffet, and you commented on how bright my sneakers are. I'm going to remember that more than I'm going to remember, you know, I'm Bill from Cincinnati.
Exactly.
And it's very embarrassing when that happens. People will call you and say, hey, Mike, it's Bill from Cincinnati. You remember me? And what are we going to say? You know, no, I don't have a clue who you are. We say, yeah, sure. How you doing, Bill? How's it going? And you're praying that somewhere they give you these details about the white sneakers or whatever it is so that you can remember. But and sometimes it doesn't come. And they could be talking to you for 4 or 5 minutes, and you know, you have to admit to them at that point, oh, you know, I'm sorry, Bill, I think I got you confused. Can you give me some more background about how we met? So, yeah, that, Scott, I'm telling you, that is a $1 million tip right there about writing down as many details as you can about the person, you know, on the back of the business card. Great, great tip.
Thanks. And when I call somebody who I've met, I assume they don't know who I am and that they don't remember. So I'm always thinking in that first minute, just like I don't want to put you in the position you just described, right, if I was to call you out of the blue. So I'm going to say, okay, these are the things that we talked about. This is what we had mentioned, and I'm going to come with that right away and say, remember when we discussed, you know, search engine optimizing for Africa or something? And,
right.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, how are you doing? Right. And most of the time people say, yeah, I know who you are, Scott, right? But I don't want to make that assumption because I know how uncomfortable I feel when that happens to me. So I make sure I don't do that to anybody, right?
Yeah, that's another great point, that when you get on the phone, try to give them that tip. And it always helps me. Sometimes people do that for me, and I try to do that for other people as well. It's great when they give you that tip and just say something, I'm the guy that was sitting next to the guy that spilled the wine. Oh, right. Yes, I remember. Oh, that's right. And you have, you know, you're there with your daughter, and then it helps you remember everything about the person rather than just Bill from Cincinnati. So, yeah, great point. When networking and following up with people, you want to let them know that. So, what I was saying about with the business cards, you know, the old days of network marketing and MLM, I remember that, you know, They would get up, you know, the next day at an event, and they would say, who's handed out 100 business cards? How about 200? How about 300? How about 400? Look at that. That guy, give that guy a prize. He's handed out 400 business cards. And you know, that's the mentality, you know, from years ago. I don't necessarily subscribe to that mentality. I believe that that the relationship should come first. And sometimes when I see two marketers standing talking and I see somebody just come up and stand next to them and they just look over and he says, pardon me, I just wanted to give you guys my card. If you ever need a person to do graphics for you, here's my card. And they say, okay, thank you. And as they're talking, they just reach in their pocket and they put the business card in, and it just becomes one of those cards that are just stuck in there, you know, in a stack of business cards when you get home. And maybe if you're looking for a graphics person, you'll go through your cards one day and say, oh, here's one. But I think you could be much more effective just going to these events with a vision, with a goal in mind, but no particular agenda, you know, to
that's a good point.
You know, yeah, for anything to happen. I, you know, one of my partners, Tom Beal, he always likes to say, let's go in with no expectations, and by doing that, any outcome that you have, you're always going to be happier with it at the end.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Neighbor, production coordinator of Podcast with Mike.
Working with one of the leading internet marketers on the planet has its advantages.
Sure does, Danny. Mike shares extremely valuable inside information every week.
Get the inside scoop on what Mike recommends to us on a regular basis. Go to podcastwithmike.com/recommends for details.
Go there with no expectations. Sit next to whoever you want to sit next to. Just let things happen. You know, I could give you an example of one of the people that I just wanted to try to meet, and I was so conscious of it that it was actually becoming like a little joke with Tom and myself. His name is Alex Mondosian, and since we've become very good friends, but I was going out of my way to try to meet Alex and maybe sit next to him at a VIP dinner or whatever the case was, or go out of my way to buy him a drink when the time wasn't right or anything. And every time it happened, it was almost like this little joke. You know, he would just get called away as soon as I was maybe handing him a beer or something like that. And, like, I would see Tom, like, pointing at me, laughing at the corner of the room. Ha, you know, it's like the fifth time over the last 6 months. So finally I said, you know what, I'm just too conscious of this. I'm just not even going to bother anymore. I'm just going to see what ends up happening. And then, you know, recently, you know, at the big seminar, Alex came up to me and said, hey, Mike, I'd like to, you know, sit and talk with you about a couple of projects. Do you have time this weekend? And it was just amazing. You know, I was just saying to myself, you know what, I was trying to force something to happen, and when I just let go and just let anything happen, it came back to me in the way that I originally wanted.
That's a great story. We met Alex at the big seminar, too, and just a wonderful, wonderful man. It was just great talking with him. And one of the things that you'd mentioned, I had that picture of, like, two people talking and the graphic artist coming in to sort of, here's my card, and handing it in and giving it to them. And that's a situation where I think everybody can handle it a lot better. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I've always done, and it's partly because of the type of seminars that I've been speaking at, where someone comes in and there's about five people around that are sort of half listening, right? And I always think that, you know, invite all those people in and be as inclusive in your conversations as you can be, right? Because mm-hmm. we're all there to meet. And I know that a lot of people are very shy. And so what happens is someone will come up and talk to me about something, and there'll be a couple people listening. I'll say, come on in, you know, just sort of acknowledge them. They sort of get a little bit closer, and I'll say, well, you know, Susie, this is Mark, and Mark, this is John, and John, this is Jason, and everyone sort of shakes hands, and then we continue the conversation, and then it becomes more of a group conversation.
Yeah.
If I want to have a private conversation with somebody, the place to have it is not in the middle of a seminar with 500 people hanging around, right? You know? So I always think, you know, sure, we may want to have some private conversations, but, you know, you have to understand that you're in a room with 500 people. It's not private, and that's one of my pet peeves, because I've always wanted to get into conversations with certain people, and they have just totally focused on the person that they're talking to, excluding everybody else, and that makes that person feel great, but there's 500 other people, and you have to share, right?
Yeah, I also like to be a good connector. I like to listen to people over the weekend or be conscious of the other people that are at the event. And sometimes I'll hear two people talking and maybe one person is trying to, you know, to work with somebody else or with me or vice versa or something like that. And every now and then it'll just occur to me, hey, you know what? I need to put you in touch with this person. This is the person that you really should be talking to right now. And then I'll look for that person and say, hey, come over here for a second, you know, if they're available.
Right.
And then I'll say, hey, remember I told you I needed to introduce you? You guys should definitely get to know each other. And I love to see relationships come out of that. So I like to be a good connector sometimes. And sometimes, you know, networking, it's not always about you. Sometimes it's about the other people and just, you know, putting that, you know, that goodwill out into the universe. Sometimes it'll come back to you tenfold.
Absolutely. So how would you, like, if you were talking to somebody who had never been to one of these events, because let's face it, going to the big seminar or the Internet Marketing Main Event can be pretty intimidating. You know, there's 400, 500, 600 people around. How would you suggest someone who's never been go and approach, maybe approach yourself or approach Alec Mendozian or even approach just someone else that's there in the audience and they don't know them?
That's a great question, Scott, and I think it's important to understand the boundaries of certain situations. If you see two people sitting very intense, maybe one with a legal pad, and they're in the hotel lobby sitting down, and they're looking at each other, you know, probably a foot and a half away from each other, and you see one person's, you know, thumb and index finger together, and they're talking very, very focused, I probably would not just sit down into that group and say, is it okay if I sit here and just listen in? Because, you know, that appears
right.
to be a very focused private conversation. If I were to see maybe two or three, maybe four, you know, four people in an environment like that, sitting back, you know, legs crossed, and a little bit of laughing going on, and maybe, you know, you see a couple of people in and out of the conversation, something like that is probably something where it's a little bit easier to get in. Where there are no rules is certainly at the buffet. You know, if you see, you know, there's open seating, you know, that's a great opportunity,
right.
Seriously, to sit there with your entire plate and scope the room and look at the room and say, hey, you know, there's three people sitting at that table right there and there's three empty seats. This is a great opportunity for me to go in, sit down, and let it naturally happen where everybody goes, so where are you from? Oh, I'm Joe from Indiana. And, oh, what do you do, Joe? That's a great opportunity. You also get those opportunities, you know, at the bar. Try not to get in necessarily on the one-on-one conversations, but when you see the two, three, four people standing together, work your way into that conversation. You're more than welcome to be there. We all love that open environment. And then when you see an opportunity, maybe you're going to the bar to get a drink. Hey, does anybody need a drink? And, you know, you point to somebody and you see the empty wine glass. What type of wine is that? And, you know, if it's in the budget, you know, to buy a couple of drinks, go ahead, buy the drinks, come back. And at that point, you know, that gives you the opportunity in the middle of a conversation when the opportunity is right to share your thoughts on a conversation where you could say, you know what, that reminds me of when I used to do this in copywriting or whatever. And then sooner or later, somebody is going to turn over to you and go, oh, by the way, I'm Mike. Oh, hi, I'm Jim. What do you do, Jim? And then at that point, it just happens so naturally. And,
right.
And you just work your way into those crowds rather than, you know, trying to force it to happen. So look for the right places to get in. There's right times and there's wrong times, you know, to get in. And certainly, just, you know, you want to be aware of that. And just the other thing that, you know, I would want to tell people is I like to find out first what I can do for other people. And I like to know about other people rather than go in with the me mentality. And sometimes, you know, it's like a pattern that you'll see with certain people that you just hear the same story opening line with people. Hi, we're a firm starting out, and we do this, and we're looking for other people to join venture with us, and it seems to be all about them. And I think it's good sometimes if you can just be yourself, listen to other people, find out sometimes what you can do for them, and chances are you'll find out they can do even more for you if you're willing to offer first.
I think that is absolutely great advice. And when you were talking, you were reminding me of one of the events I was at, and I sat down at a table that had three empty seats, and there were four or five other people there, and we kind of got talking, and I knew one of them, and it had been 10 years ago that we had met. We'd met in Arizona. The event, I think, was in Atlanta, and it was just like, I said, I know you, and we sort of looked at each other, and, I mean, from one coast to the other coast, right? And he wasn't living in that city either, so he was from out of town, and it was just amazing that we connected in a room of 500 people, right? And it was great reminiscing with him about all sorts of stuff. And it's just so funny what can happen when you just go out there, and I had no expectation. I didn't recognize him. I came from the back, right?
Yeah, right.
Very,
yeah.
Very cool.
And, you know, they say that, you know, more when you go to a seminar, more happens outside the room, you know, and after hours as well than actually happens in the room. Now, I don't want to necessarily say that. I think the information that you get inside the room is invaluable. However, I do agree that that outside the doors is probably the stuff that's going to change your life more than anything.
Well, one of the things that I get out of going to these seminars is the opportunity to pick other people's brains or to brainstorm. And if someone says, you know, well, what are you doing or what are you up to? And, of course, everyone's interested in what everyone else is doing. That gives me an opportunity to say, well, I'm writing this book and it's on this and that, or I'm building this program and it's on this or that, or I've developed this thing for this niche, and what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And everyone, of course, loves giving their opinion on everything, right? So you might as well do some product market research.
Yeah, and Just a couple of quick things that just reminded me of is when you go, there's a lot of opportunities that you can do at events. You know, bring your MP3 recorder with you. You know, you'll never know how great it is sometimes just to do interviews, and you'll have great interviews that can be used as bonuses for any type of product, or you can even create products yourself with the interviews. And bring not only your camera, but also bring your camcorder, and any opportunity you have to take a picture with you know, an expert,
yeah,
in the field, always make sure, again, you know, just when the time is right, but usually there's really no bad time unless somebody's, like, in the middle of a conversation. But if you have your camera out, usually one person takes their camera out, everybody takes their camera out.
I was going to say, you won't be the first one with the camera, right?
Right, yeah. And then say, hey, you know, and then you get a picture with this person, with that person, with this person. You put it out to your subscribers, put it out on your blog. It adds a sense of authority to you. You know, one of the great ways to establish yourself as an authority is to associate yourself with other authority figures, and so you never want to lose those opportunities to get pictures with people, especially people that are authority figures that don't make it to events regularly. Those are priceless. And if you ever have an opportunity, you know, to do an interview with your camcorder, you know, you don't have to be Steven Spielberg these days to, you know, to set up a tripod and do a quick little interview, and there's a lot that you can do, and as you guys know, Scott, you can do a lot with that type of stuff.
We've made a little bit of a name for ourselves for our use of camcorders and digital recorders, I think, over the past few months. So I have one last question, because when I go to, like, the big seminar or the Internet Marketing Main Event or any of the other seminars that I attend, one of the things that I'm looking for is people that can be joint venture partners. So I really thought it'd be great, Mike, if we could just talk a little bit about how you would use the seminar environment to find people that you could do joint ventures with.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example of the person I think is one of the very, very best with these things. Number one, you definitely want to make sure that you're not crossing the boundaries of the event that you're attending, and you're not conflicting with the event schedules. With that said, if an event is on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, generally you can do things on Thursday night or on Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night, as long as you make sure that you get the event schedule, you don't conflict, and even better, if you can get permission from the event host. And he's one of the very, very best. This person is proactive. What he does is he'll post in forums before the event and say, anyone going to the big seminar? Is anybody going to the Internet Marketing Main Event? Be sure to look out for me. I'll be wearing a black suit with sunglasses and a twirly thing on my head or whatever it is. And I'm having a VIP party on Thursday night or on Friday night or whatever the case is. And he's proactive in setting up a networking meeting or a mastermind meeting. Maybe he'll spend $500 or $1,000 and rent a room at the hotel and have an open bar for an hour or something like that. Or he'll just have a cash bar there where people can pay the bartender, but he has the hotel put it in. Maybe, again, it costs him $500. Now, at this point, he'll be at the event. He actually hands out passes that are like rave passes. There are these nice VIP passes, and he hands them out. And he lets everybody know, hey, you know, come to the ambassador room at 9 o'clock tonight on Friday, and we're going to be having a great networking meeting. And he gives it out to all the VIPs and many of the attendees and many of the speakers, and fills a room of 100 people, and he becomes the host of this little meeting. It's great for his recognition, and it allows for a great environment, and it turns out to be in his benefit because now he gets the VIPs that he needs to talk to there, and it allows everybody to connect at the same time.
Right. That's a great idea. I never would have thought of that.
I've seen him do it at the last three events. He just rents out a room and has his own little private party there, and you end up seeing a lot of the speakers and event hosts and VIPs show up there, and he's just done a great job at networking over the years, and especially if you have a launch coming up, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, to use reciprocity, you know, to get people, hey, I put this party together, and, you know, you don't say it just like that, but you say, hey, I have a product coming out in a couple of weeks. I was wondering if you'd be interested in checking it out. Yeah, sure, give me more information about it. You know, it's one of those types of things.
Very, very cool. That's great advice. So let's wrap this up then, Mike. Thank you very much for some great information on networking, and I think we're going to have to get into joint ventures in a future podcast in a little more detail. That was really awesome. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to spend it with us. And we really appreciate your comments. Keep those comments coming. You can go to podcastwithmike.com and leave any comments there. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast, head over to podcastwithmike.com/share and let three of your favorite people know about this podcast. We really want to get the word out. And, Mike, do you have a butterfly challenge for our listeners today?
Yeah, what we're going to ask you to do is go to podcastwithmike.com/butterfly. Or you can just go to podcastwithmike.com and find our link to the challenge there on the page. And what we'd like you to do is share one of your stories with some success that you've had with networking at an offline event or seminar or something like that, and talk about how that small thing opened up an incredible change in your career that you never would have expected. And we're going to be evaluating some of those stories and looking through all the different podcasts that we have, looking to feature somebody, and perhaps you could be on one of our future podcasts if we left your story enough.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So thanks for making it out here to listen to our podcast, guys, and we really appreciate it.
Next time on Podcast with Mike, your host, Scott Patton, podcast-marketing-center.com, and
Mike Filsaime of butterflymarketing.com discuss
traffic strategies, building JV partnerships to legitimately market to each other's list. Listen in and find out how Mike does it for his websites.
Mike talks about the economics of JV partnering and affiliate percentages.
Why your word must be your bond and how the handshake is everything. And much, much more on Podcast with Mike.
I'm Heidi Neighbor on behalf of Mike Filsaime. For more information on this podcast, visit podcastwithmike.com.
And I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer for Podcast with Mike.
Remember, one small change can grow into massive success. That's what butterfly marketing is all about.
This podcast has been a production of podcast-marketing-center.com.
Thanks so much for listening.